And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 2nd of September, 2014. It's the birthday of the man who wrote the poem about the gingham dog and the calico cat who side by side on the table sat. That was Eugene Field, born St. Louis, 1850. He became a reporter for the St. Louis Evening Journal, worked for papers in Kansas City and Denver as well, went up to Chicago, worked for the Chicago Daily News, which offered him a column. He called it Sharps and Flats. And he also published light verse, especially for children. One of his early poems was Little Boy Blue, about a group of toys waiting for their owner, a toddler who had died. He wrote, Winkin', blinkin', and nod one night, sailed off in a wooden shoe, sailed on a river of crystal light into a sea of dew. Where are you going and what do you wish? The old moon asked the three. We have come to fish for the herring fish that live in this beautiful sea. Nets of silver and gold have we, said Winkin', blinkin', and nod. 1935, on this day, George Gershwin finished his opera Porgy and Bess, based on a true story about a crippled black man named Goat Cart Sammy, who had been arrested in Charleston for attempted murder. 1901, Vice President Teddy Roosevelt came to the Minnesota State Fair, and in a speech before several thousand people, he used the phrase, America must speak softly but carry a big stick. It's the birthday of the founder of Cirque du Soleil, Guy Laliberté, born in Quebec City, 1959. He was an accordionist and a stilt walker and a fire eater. He formed an acrobatic troupe from a band of street buskers in 1984. The government asked him to take it on tour, and from that grew the empire. There are now 21 different Cirque du Soleil shows, and Forbes magazine estimated Laliberté's net worth at $2.5 billion. And it's the birthday of a hard luck novelist and journalist, Joseph Roth, born in Ukraine, 1894. He was a journalist after the end of the First World War, covering riots and assassinations, political uprisings all over Europe in the 20s and 30s, living in hotels for years on end, wrote his novels sitting in cafes in between newspaper deadlines. His one big hit novel, 1930, was Job, a retelling of the biblical story, and then set out to write a big ambitious book called The Radetzky March, 1932, a historical novel about the fall of the Austro-Hungarian Empire. It came out at a bad time. Hitler had just come to power in Germany. Roth had to flee the country. The Nazis burned his books. He spent his last years in Paris, living in poverty. He was alcoholic, died poor in 1939, unknown. It's only been in the last 10 years that all of his work has been translated into English. Here's a poem for today by Wendell Berry, The Summer Ends. The summer ends, and it is time to face another way. Our theme reversed, we harvest the last row to store against the cold, undo the garden that will be undone. We grieve under the weakened sun to see all earth's green fountains dried and fallen all the works of light. You do not speak, and I regret this downfall of the good we sought, as though the fault were mine. I bring the plow to turn the shattering leaves and bent stems into the dark from which they may return. At work, I see you leaving our bright land, the last cut flowers in your hand. The Summer Ends by Wendell Berry from A Timbered Choir, published by Counterpoint Press, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.